Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our line is open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. The first in line is Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. You do a great job as usual. Say a couple of things. You were talking about Bush and WMD and all that. They are definitely the party of misinformation, or just lying, if you want to call it. To prove my point to anybody of your listeners, try calling one of the talking heads on the right in southeastern Wisconsin. Every one of them knows me almost personally. They will run the clock on me. They will corner. They don't want me questioning them. Because when you deal with the other side in their talk radio, unlike the Devil's Advocates and Progressive Radio, you guys put me right on the air. You're not prepared for what I'm going to say. They have to be prepared. They have to know what you're going to say. And if you really disagree with them and you got a point, they might not even let you on the air. So I'm kind of developing a concept to prove to people these are people of misinformation. Yesterday, I had a Republican friend calling me, and we got into politics. And what does he do as usual? He hangs up for one reason. He can't debate. They have no facts. And when they reach for facts, it's got to be their big basket of you-know-what. And they pull something out of there, right out of their head, right out of wherever they pull it. And they use that as a fact, which doesn't even bear out. To prove my point, one last time, and then I'll hang up. Scott Fitzgerald was on Newsmax this morning. And now he's peddling the concept that Tony Evers hid COVID deaths. Why are they doing that? Because they're trying to pull the same thing that's going on in New York. When Bush hit him, when Bush didn't want to talk about him, when he was told his people to talk it down, he wasn't questioned. When a Democrat does it, there's an investigation. So I'm just trying to lend credence to what you were talking about with the misinformation of the Bush years when Rice was told they're coming, they're going to use planes, and she shelved it. She shelved it. And then when does he find out? When he's sitting in a kindergarten class. Well, if people don't want this to continue, we have to have a campaign to, like you do. You mentioned the Republicans that have credibility, from Cheney to Mitt Romney and all the way through. It's their responsibility to take hold of that party and get it back in shape. But thanks again. I just love the way you expose these people. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, same to you, Bill. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. And, you know, you're absolutely right. We need an honest conservative party alternative. We need it. We need two-party democracy. But the falsehoods coming out of the Republican Party, some of them are obvious, but one of them got us into a war. And in Iraq, what happened was Iraq is fundamentally a Shiite country. Saddam Hussein was Sunni. He kept the lid on things. He had a Christian Secretary of State. He sort of tried to, as much as you can over there, be ecumenical. He gets killed. The Shiites come to power and they murder the Sunnis. The Sunnis leave and they adopt a new name. And you know what the name was? ISIS. And they went all over the area killing people. That's what happened because of George W. Bush lying about weapons of mass destruction. And so there you have it. And Bill, thanks for your good remarks. Really appreciate it. Their lines are open in this show to anybody. I don't care who. And we'll talk to them. Okay, Luke, we have a text, you said.
Yeah, we got a text in from Randy O. from Stoughton. A little bit different conversation that Randy wanted to chime in on, but he wanted to let you know that he would wager that the casino in Beloit is going to have a greater economic impact than Foxconn.
Yeah, Randy, you're right on, my friend. And by the way, feel free to call in sometime. I like your text, but love it if you called in. But anyway, that's really well put. That's really well put. In other words, what Evers did by approving it is going to have exponential favorable economic impact on Beloit and the whole area. You know that whole area in South Central Wisconsin. And Foxconn, you know, here is Scott Walker trying to be a businessman. He was not a businessman when he left college. Before he graduated, he went to work for the American Red Cross. God bless the American Red Cross, but it's not a business. Then he went into politics right away and no business experience. He's sitting down with these guys. instead of having the best deal lawyers in Wisconsin there, the guys with the gimlet eyes and the green eye shades, he's sitting there like a rube. And they slip him, he slips him a napkin, says $1 billion. They slip him back, say $4.5 billion. And he shivers with excitement. He says, fine, that's how he does the deal. That's your tax dollars. That's my tax dollars. And so what they do is they get the Republicans in Mount Pleasant and Racine County to go along with it, bond about $950 million, call it $1 billion. It's actually going to go over that. Where do they think they're going to get the tax base of Mount Pleasant and Racine to pay $1 billion? Give me a break. They're not going to throw off taxes to pay debt service and then principal on $1 billion. They're just not going to do it. And the provision is the state eats it if they can't. The state eats it if they can't. That's you eat it if they can't. That's I eat it if they can't, and they can't. And then what has Foxconn done? It's laying in the weeds, says, I'm going to do large screen TVs, small screen TVs, coffee makers. We're going to consult. We are going to make electric cars. We're going to make ventilators. Well, none of that. This has been going on since 2017. It'll be four years this coming fall where this started to gel together. 4 years. The money's all tied up. Great roads down there. That road money, you know, could have been spread out a little more. It could have gone around Stevens Point and Eau Claire and Green Bay and La Crosse, Superior, Hayward, Monroe, Prairie du Chien. You know, it could have done all that. Madison, Milwaukee, Manitowoc, Sheboygan. Could have gone there. I don't begrudge Racine County, but the truth of the matter is it was done for Foxconn, not for Racine County. And Foxconn, right there, it's a scam. Their history shows that they've welched on deals, skipped out on deals, and nothing is happening. And this was Trump bringing it to Walker, Ron Johnson, who's there with a shovel, Paul Ryan, Scott Walker, Trump, and a guy from Foxconn. Big shovels, grinning, and nothing's happened. And it's very expensive. Evers, on the other hand, gives the green light to the Ho-Chunk Nation. You know, they already have a casino of sorts in Madison, but it's not a true gambling casino. This will be a full-fledged casino, and it'll have great economic impact on Beloit and the Beloit area. Very, very happy for that. Happy for the people down there. I have short-tail relatives and in-laws over in Monroe. Monroe's not that far. It's in Greene County, just west of Janesville and Beloit, that area, west of Beloit. Attract a lot of people from Monroe, a lot of people from Darlington and Lafayette County, a lot of people from all over the place. They'll come down from Elkhorn. They'll come down south central Wisconsin. There'll be conventions there, great conventions. Maybe the Democratic Party will have a convention, state convention there. That'd be nice. Get some economic activity there. Not just give it away like the Republicans do to favored corporations. Why shouldn't Foxconn take its own risks on whether it gets profitable? You know, I mean, that's what people do. They make an equation, should they build a factory? And it's based on, can they absorb the risk? Coming to the end of the show, have a good weekend. We're going to be signing off. You have great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Dominic Crute, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos, Busted Pencils on Tuesday, Saturdays, Ask the Builder with Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local, and my man, the star of the show, Pizza Box Mike, Outside the Pizza Box, Max Inc. Radio. Matt Flynn Direct will be back on Monday, same time, same place. Plenty of news in the making over the weekend. In the meantime, Matt Flynn Direct, signing off. Have a good weekend.